DP Sidhu and John Harris on Texans Radio, and joining us today, Coach Chris Kleiman, head coach of the North Dakota State Bison. How are you today, Coach?
I'm doing great.
You passed your first test, DP. You said bison correctly.
I did.
Very nice. Very nice. Coach, Carson Wentz, I got a chance to catch up with him last week at the Senior Bowl. And when I asked him about all the seemingly hype that's going around him, I mean, he was the one guy everybody wanted to talk to at the Senior Bowl, and yet he seemed really grounded. Let's start with what kind of person Carson Wentz is and how he's able to handle all this hype that's surrounding him now heading into the NFL draft.
Well, you hit it on the head. He's an extremely grounded guy that would always think of somebody else first before himself. He's a great team guy. He's a 4.0 GPA here at NDSU, and a guy that is going to have a ton of success, but I think he's ready for the success, and the stage won't be too big for Carson.
Coach, you took over as the head coach of North Dakota State in 2014. That was also the first year that Wentz was named the starter. What was that decision like for you, naming him the starter?
Well, it was really a pretty simple deal. And Carson was always ready to go in. Right when we got back from a third championship and I was named head coach, it was like my first day back, he called me and he said, I got to meet the new quarterback coach. Coach, we got to get going on this thing. And I'm like, boy, Carson, we just had a five-month season. You're ready to go. And he goes, yeah, I didn't play that much, so I'm ready to go. And I hooked him up with our new quarterback coach, and they hit it off really well. And that's just the kind of guy he is. He's always trying to learn more. He's always trying to gain an edge on somebody and take advantage of his opportunities. And
Coach, you talk about Carson, his intelligence, the 4.0 GPA. Obviously, a lot of people see that he looks the part of the quarterback as far as size and athleticism. But now as he goes through this draft process, what do you think it is about him that's going to surprise a lot of teams that maybe they don't know about him from watching the film, but they'll see once they meet him in person?
Well, a couple things. One, he carries himself extremely well. He's an extremely confident guy without being arrogant or egotistical. He's just got a great presence about him and confidence. You know, he'll command a room. He'll be a tremendous leader. I think from a physical attribute, what people are going to be just amazed is how athletic he is, how well he moves his feet, and how well his mechanics are. He will be a real seasoned guy.
Carson talked about being a 5'8", 125-pound freshman to a 6'5", 200-pound senior. What do you remember most about him as he was coming from the high school into North Dakota State?
My best recollection of him is he was our scout team quarterback in 2011, my first year here, and we won the national championship and had a really good defense, one of the top two, I think, total defenses in the country. And at the end of the year, I was asked, who was the best quarterback we faced all year? And I said, our redshirt freshman, Carson Wentz. We couldn't tackle him. He completed every ball on us. He just created fits for our defensive linemen, scrambling away from sacks and stuff. That the stage was not going to be too big for this guy. And once he had an opportunity to excel, he was going to be able to do that.
Coach, he had a great 2015 season going, and then it gets cut short with the wrist injury. But you guys go through the playoffs, you win in the semifinals, and that buys you another couple of weeks before the championship game. What was it like to not have him during that time? And having a guy like that, how did he handle that time off before the championship game when he was injured?
Well, obviously, losing Carson, you know, he's one of we thought he was the best player in all of FCS football, and I still think he was the best player in FCS and probably the best quarterback in all of college football. So when you lose a guy like that, what a difference it makes for your football team. But he was still a captain and did a great job leading. And you're right, we rallied behind a freshman and ran off eight games in a row and then won the semifinal game. And he and I visited right after that semifinal game, I think the Monday after the game, and we had just about 3 weeks. We thought we could potentially get him cleared the week of the game. He got the go-ahead to step out and play, and then obviously everybody was wondering, well, was he going to take that chance and take that risk? Well, I knew he was just because of the guy he is and the fact of he came in with a bunch of these guys as true freshmen, and 5 years later they had a chance to do something that nobody in college football has ever done and win a fifth straight national championship. And when I saw Carson practice in those last two or three days, I didn't think we were going to get beat because I didn't think he was going to allow it, and he played a great game for us.
Great stuff, Coach Chris Kleiman, head coach of the North Dakota State Bison. Thanks so much for your time today, Coach.
You bet. Thanks for having me.